Love one another as I have loved you. This is Jesus' commandment, his mandatum, which gives Maundy Thursday its name. Jesus' command echoes the Ten Commandments in its strength, power. Love one another is not a suggestion. Jesus is telling us that if we intend to follow him, love is not negotiable. It's not debatable. We must love others as Jesus loves us, because that's who we are. It's in our spiritual DNA. But as I think we all know, loving is not always easy. Not even among people who care for each other. Earlier this month, I told the story of a wife who was infuriated by her husband. And unfortunately, you may recall that this disagreement came just before they were about to go to church. At that moment, she could barely stand the sight of him, sitting next to him in the pew, and she was dreading the approaching of the exchange of peace. She felt desperate. She prayed for help. She asked Jesus to help find something in her heart, and suddenly in that she saw her objectionable husband as God's own beloved child. That's how she discovered that, yes, I can love him in this moment, fully, despite our disagreement, and just in time for the peace. This is the essence of agape love, which is, of the four Greek words for love, the one most used in the New Testament. Agape love does not necessarily mean that we like each other. Agape love does not mean that we are related to each other, that we are biological family. Agape love does not mean we share the same philosophical life view. Agape love is at the same time more simple and more difficult. Agape love is not interested in self. It's bigger than that. Agape love is love for the sake of love. Love for the sake of creation. Love for all of us. Love for the familiar friend. Love for the stranger. Love without limits imposed by background, habit, or propriety. Girding himself with a towel and washing the feet of his disciples, Jesus breaks through protocol to demonstrate this fundamental kind of love. You just heard that Peter objects. After all, Jesus is their rabbi, their master. Jesus is not supposed to put himself in the role of a servant washing dirty feet. But Jesus chooses this act as a kind of living parable to communicate to his friends his love for them, to demonstrate the kind of love we need to have for one another. Jesus knows that we, for our soul's sake, need this kind of love to survive spiritually, whether or not we are ever rewarded for it. As I mentioned before, agape love is simple but not easy. It's so very easy to succumb to prejudice, to limits placed upon us that we unconsciously accept. It's easy to succumb also to apparent self-interest, which almost always isn't really helping us in the end. It's easy to allow fear of change, even if it's change for the better, to keep us paralyzed in the past. What does agape love promise? It's such a relief when we are lifted out of self-promotion, self-obsession. It's a surprising joy when we are lifted into connection with all people and all life. It's a joy beyond measure when we begin to love the way God loves us. Now, we can't just flip a switch and begin loving that way, but we can make a decision to practice agape love. Practicing, sometimes in small ways, and allow over time agape love to shape and mold us. It might be as simple as not cutting off the car that just cut us off, or phoning or texting a friend we haven't seen for a long time, or looking into the eyes of a stranger who needs our help and needs us to find ways to offer meaningful and responsible help, and then for us to do something about it. Jesus invites his disciples to love in the same way. He used this dramatic act of washing their feet to show them what this kind of love looks like. And so tonight, we wash our fellow parishioners' feet. And as we wash the feet of our neighbors, it just might be that in our hearts, some of our assumptions, some of our prejudices, some of our fears, at the same time, wash away. Now, we invite you to join with us in this beautiful and sacred tradition.